Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
It's cold.
This is a third-rate podcast. We don't introduce who we are, what we're about. We just, you know, it's like you walked into our conversation.
Nah, we should introduce ourselves.
Never.
Why?
Never.
You can start, Tito.
His name is Carlos Danger. That's the pseudonym he chose a long time ago.
Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you later why he calls himself Carlos Danger.
Carlos.
Yeah, it's a perverted reason.
Well, we're going to save that for another podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Tito's intervention. cold. So a couple weeks ago, Kanye dropped Jesus is King, which, if you've been paying attention to the reviews, has been quite divisive. For reasons I hope we can discuss. So who's listened to it?
I listened to most of it, I think. I didn't listen to everything.
It's like 27 minutes long. You don't got that attention span?
Whoa.
I don't.
I don't know what you're
talking to the mic, sir.
I looked at the album cover. Does that count?
No. Yeah, I listened to it.
It's a step in the right direction.
What the heck?
I only didn't listen to it because I was afraid it was going to be a diss on my king and savior. So I was like.
With the title, Jesus is King?
Oh.
y'all know Kanye. He'd be like, Jesus is king. I'm Jesus. Blah, blah, blah. So
Jesus. Like, okay. Nope. Jesus.
But
nope. Not going to get me. Not today. So, no, I haven't listened to it.
But with all the stuff that you heard so far, you should be like, okay. So it's more Christian. Well, it is Christian. So let me listen to it.
Is it really Christian, though?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Why?
Anybody else?
What?
I'm like 50-50.
What you mean? I mean, obviously, I don't. I didn't understand the whole.
I mean, so just because the title has like a lot of church words doesn't mean it's.
The lyrics has church words.
Yeah, but he can mention it, and then like so one of his songs. Wow. So on one of his lyrics is like, "Close on a Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A." Close
no
on
way.
A Sunday,
bro. That's from Lamentations right there.
What is that supposed to mean then?
When Jeremiah saw the walls of Jerusalem fall down, he was like, closed on a Sunday. Permanently.
Everybody loves Chick-fil-A. He's saying he loves Jesus.
It's God's food.
I'm more of a Popeye's guy myself.
Well, Popeye's good too, but.
Well, the chicken sandwich was trash.
So. Chick-fil-A service is
perfect.
Ma'am,
you can
perfect.
Leave here?
I can't, but I won't.
Wait, did you just say chicken sandwich is trash?
I said Popeye's chicken sandwich.
All right,
is trash.
We're ending this podcast today because.
I'm staying with my opinions.
Obviously.
Just for the stand.
I go to Popeye's to get abused. Okay? Terrible. Just like their chicken.
Wow.
So that settles the whole argument.
This is off topic. I went to Popeye's like 2 weeks ago, ordered two chicken sandwiches. They gave me one. I got in the car and I was like, let me check this. The bag looked too small. I looked into it. I was like, yep, I'm going back. Cut everyone.
That's the service like, you paid for.
Like, yo. Forgot my chicken.
I went there last night.
He looked at me like I was lying.
So was it your first time?
It was phenomenal.
Look.
Although I will be honest, my sandwich was phenomenal. My wife's sandwich was disappointing.
Really?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah, it's like on and off.
Yeah.
Mine was less than average. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about it.
So I went to the Popeyes that's near, White University. That chicken was on point.
White University?
I heard that too.
American University. So there's a Popeyes
there.
Pretty sure
I heard white.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Carlos.
Oh, oops.
Caucasian University.
But that sandwich was pretty
Mayo
good.
Mayo Sapien University.
All right, so back to Kanye.
Right,
yes.
Right. So, out of the four of us, who actually listened to the album?
I did.
I did too.
Okay, so one person did not. Your opinions do not count.
Wow. Okay. I was gonna say good things, but.
How are you going to say good things to some of you then here?
I was going to say I heard some reviews and read some reviews.
Right. Okay, you read reviews. Okay.
I just haven't had
But Tito didn't finish, though. He said...
He can go.
What were you saying? You said 50-50.
I'm a little bit iffy on it.
Why?
Just because the man is on Lexapro.
Okay.
I mean...
You take meds?
I do not.
He deals meds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a licensed drug dealer.
So
all right.
Okay. That's Tito.
That's why he uses a pseudonym.
Okay, so explain it.
I mean, there's only so much Lexapro that he's able to take before that high wears off. So essentially, I want to believe that Kanye is on a straight path, but we all know his, you know, his previous history. One is he blows up, he says something crazy, then he goes to like a remote place,
like vote for Trump,
and drops an album, and then he's on this spiritual high, like on top, and then he says something crazy again, and then
out comes an album,
and another album came out.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, you're fine. I thought you were done. No, you can go ahead.
No, he done.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I mean, the same thing can be said about us. Like, we do the same thing. Maybe not to the same extreme that Kanye goes, but there's plenty of times when we feel that spiritual high and we're at the top of our relationship with Jesus and we're doing great and amazing, and then we just fall off. And we're like, okay, you know, our relationship's fine and all, but back to normal life. We may not do as extreme things as he does and say the things that he says, but
like vote for Trump.
I mean, like, who are we to judge when we're literally doing the same thing? We're just not broadcasted over all of America for our sins to see.
Other than his past, did you actually listen to the lyrics of the song?
Yes, I did.
So what do you think about that? What do you say about that?
My favorite song is the one by Follow God.
So you actually did like the music?
Did you like the music or did you like actually listen to the lyrics then?
I listened to both, man.
Okay. Okay. That's why you said 50-50.
Yeah. It's like, so it's definitely like a 50-50. Like, so don't get me wrong. Like, he does drop some scriptural verse. But at the very end, this is Kanye. I mean, I'm not one to judge, but
it's you're like, judging.
I'm not one to judge, but let me judge real quick.
I want him to be, you know, like,
I'm going to let you finish, but.
But I want him
to. Your views are trash.
No.
But I.
You want to give him the benefit of the doubt, yeah, but you can't.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, so I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but like, hopefully he goes on a straight path.
Okay.
And that's a perfect example of why we're not Jesus.
Yeah.
Because we as humans aren't so easy to forgive and just wash away everything. We like to hold on to it and remember.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, Ronnie.
Well.
But before you talk, let me hear. Let's listen to Lakeisha.
Hey, you want to keep names?
Huh?
Thank you, jumping names. Then.
Yeah, he honestly,
doxing everybody on
the
this
reason why
podcast.
I didn't listen to it is because Kanye has like done stuff where he's like, "Oh, you know, I'm a Christian, and this is Christian music." But then some of the stuff he says in the music is kind of like, "That's questionable." And I feel like for me and my faith, like I don't want to compromise myself. Or I don't want to enjoy it too much to the point where I'm just like listening to the lyrics and being like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to let that slide. You know, he said this and it's kind of questionable, but it sounds good. It's fire. So,
you know, there's a meme out there where it shows a guy dancing and then superimposed over that image is an image of Steve Harvey looking worried. And the meme is when the beat is fire, but the lyrics are questionable with your relationship with God.
Exactly. And that's the point I'm getting at. Like, I'm kind of like iffy because I don't know. Like, if he's trying to change and he's trying to do good for himself, I'm all for it. But that doesn't mean that I have to listen to your music. Like, if you're going down that path, I'm going to encourage you from a distance. Or maybe even up close and personal. But I honestly would give it like a year or two of him continually like doing good and, you know, expressing his faith before I decided, okay, let me listen to the music.
Dang.
Just cool. Because if it's just for views or just for, you know, sales and all that, like I have Christian music I can listen to, gospel music that I listen to. I don't
Kirk
need more.
Franklin.
Well, that was racist. That's all I'm going to say. Why you had to say Kirk Franklin?
Because he's actually pretty good.
He's all right. You couldn't name nobody else.
That's the only one I care about.
Terrible. But yeah, when he starts getting on Kirk Franklin level.
Yeah, see, levels. see. Call me racist, but it's accurate. Anyway, I guess to answer the general question, as a Kanye stan, I didn't like the album because in accordance to his kind of ongoing standard, sure, he's not always going to have the best albums out there, but his production is on point. However, if you were to evaluate this album purely from his catalog, it's not that great. Mm-hmm. It's mediocre. From the religious point of view, it is a little iffy because you want to believe, you know, as most of us have expressed, mm-hmm. you want to believe that this is a genuine attempt. But even then, when you compare it to other genres like gospel rap or straight up gospel or Christian or praise or whatever, under that other category, it doesn't even come close to what those other artists can do, you know? For me, I take this as an honest attempt at him trying to prove that he's doing something different and that his words do match his actions. However, it falls a little flat because out of, what is it, like a 10 tracks album, only like two or three are like memorable and the rest are like, I ain't going to be shouting these lyrics, you know, when I walk through walk through the room.
You my Chick-fil-A?
No.
That's a meme. That ain't a, yeah. that ain't a memorable line. That's a meme. But, you know, that being said, it is a mediocre album, but I do appreciate the attempt that he is trying to do something different. Unfortunately, the only thing we can do as believers is, you know, wait and see if this is genuine. As a general fan of his music, this can be problematic because if you're used to him talking about booty and hoes and, you know, all the other stuff that he's talked about in his past albums.
It just being angry.
Kanye being Kanye. As a fan of his music, this may come off as very disingenuous. You may think, what happened? Why are you being fake? Is this part of you being off your meds? Is this part of you trying to start controversy because you want to generate more sales? Because let's be honest, two ways that an artist makes money is if they suffer a terrible breakup and then their next album is fire.
That love song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or they do something so crazy that all the media is on them and then everybody's curious, okay, what's he talking about in this album? And those clicks and those listens equals more money in his pocket.
So would you say that this is clout chasing?
He is clout chasing, but I don't want to say all of it is clout chasing. I would hope that he's cross chasing and not just clout chasing, you know?
I'm over it.
Yeah. And to this point, I can kind of say, as believers, hoping that this is genuine, it's kind of like the situation where Saul of Tarsus, you know, was struck and he went blind and then he could see again. And all of a sudden, he's like the Christian's number one best friend. I don't think, despite all the letters he wrote, I don't think his first few years were that great. I don't think a lot of people were
a fan of his.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of them were willing to say, hey, Saul of Tarsus, okay, you go by Paul now.
So what you're saying is Kanye needs to change his name.
Well, not even that, but I'm saying the parallel is kind of there, though, you know? People, the early Christians weren't so quick to open up and embrace him until God told them, hey, you're going to have to open your doors, heal this man, feed him, and then let him go on his way. But ordinarily, people would be like, nah, man. I don't trust his intentions. I don't know what he's about.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as a Christian, we're always like on guard, like for everything. And like music we listen to, like all that type of stuff, we're always like, all right, like, you know. So for him to come out with this album, it seems kind of sketchy. But at the same time, like, that's why I'm like 50-50 with it. Because at the same time, I don't want to be the sister that I'm like supposed to be, not supposed to be. I don't want to be the sister who's like, oh, I'm just gonna shut him out and there's no hope for redemption for Kanye and, you know, all that other stuff, when we're supposed to be called to love and forgive. And if this actually is him trying to change, then we're supposed to be there with open arms ready to accept him just like Jesus would. So,
and you know, the funny thing is he actually mentions that in one of the songs where he says the biggest obstacles to his new faith would be the Christians, not the secular people. So it's like,
he says, I want to believe. In there, though.
Like, I didn't say that the content was trash. Yeah, it's just the lyrics are a little questionable because it's like, it's not, it doesn't showcase his talent.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like
what we're used to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the normal Kanye stuff that, you know. Yeah. His album's definitely more better, the other albums.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know what's a really good gospel-inspired song that he made?
Jesus Walks.
Well, that's the GOAT. You can't touch that one. But from, like, three albums ago, that was Life of Pablo, the first song on that album, Ultralight Beam. That was like heavy on the gospel influence, and the lyrics were pretty truthful without being like, yeah, I'm a Christian now, or you got to accept Jesus for salvation, without even touching that. The content and, you know, the flow was really good because it was talking about a higher power. And if he had produced an entire album that was like that, you wouldn't have this kind of like divisive backlash.
Yeah. And a lot of times I think like when Kanye does this going back and forth, like between regular hip hop and then Christian music, I think sometimes it's like a cry for help.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking that he's like, all right, I've been doing all this stuff. I kind of want to go back on the right path. But then as soon as he gets flack and everyone's like, I'm not trying to accept him, then I think that's when he goes back to his, well, I might as well just be who everybody wants me to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just speculating, but.
I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean, you're in that position of, like, fame and, you know, glory. Like, you're like, everybody, Kanye. Everybody knows Kanye. You know, Kanye drops a shoe. Kanye, let me get that, you know, cop that. So, and people start reselling Yeezys and stuff.
Even but, like, the homeless clothes?
Dude, for real, yes. People will buy them. $1,000 for a regular sweatpants that cost $10 at Old Navy?
Don't forget the holes in them.
Yep.
I can do that
and
for
with
free.
Them holes? So the thing is, like you gotta respect the man as like where he is, and like he has a totally different life from us. So his temptation is definitely. I'm not gonna like say it's worse than ours, but I think it is worse than ours. He already has fame. He got money. You know, he's with Kim. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right,
that's the worst thing of all.
All right,
like he's like he has this. He, the thing that he has and he grew up with, or, his whole environment is just really. Hard to escape.
Yeah.
You know, if you have fame and you got money, I mean, that's what a lot of people want.
Especially if that's his way of living.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, like, I could understand why it could be tough going back and forth, like you said, like, I want to be a Christian, but all this backlash, I'm going to go back, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to deal with this.
I want to be liked.
You know, and things like that. And I think we feel that just personally, you know, like something is just like, oh, I don't feel like talking about Jesus with my friends because, you know, they're probably getting tired of me, so I'm just going to not say anything. Stuff like that. I don't know. Something's, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you tell people to not engage in premarital sex when they're producing your album.
Anyway.
Cricket.
You know, the man definitely has faults, you know. I mean, a lot of stuff that he did and said, we could point fingers and blame him, but at the same time, I think the most important thing is that's not for us to judge.
Yeah.
What we see is what we see, and what we hear is what we hear, and we go off that. And he does the every Sunday. What is that thing called?
Sunday service.
Yeah, Sunday service. I saw a YouTube video on there. It was pretty lit. It's like soul. What is that called? Soul plane, but with like,
with like I'm the racist. Yeah.
No, it was pretty legit though.
I'm just here.
I was like, dang. And he actually looked happy.
He's an other title from me.
All right.
But yeah, he actually looked happy. Like I haven't seen a dude smile like that in like forever, you know? Like a genuine smile.
Is he still big though?
Yeah, he's a little chunky still.
Okay. It's like that happy.
Jesus still loves him.
It's the medication.
Yeah.
So
causes a mad weight gain.
That's Lexapro for you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Either causes mad weight gain or a loss of sex drive.
Mm.
All of that just to be happy, you know. You're either fat or you ain't got none.
Dang. See, he's going through a lot. And he probably does have mental problems, you know. That's even worse.
He's been saying for the longest time he got mental problems.
Yeah, so now think about, like, with all that on top of all the stuff that's going around him. Plus him, I think at someone even to be at where he is now and say, you know, Jesus is king, all that, and drops an album just full of Christian stuff, Jesus stuff. That decision itself is a huge decision. Like, how many of us would do that?
You know? Very courageous.
Very. So we got to look at the part of, like, dang, he could ruin his career by doing this, by pulling this out, but he decided to do it. So, I mean, that means something too, right? So yeah. We can't discredit that, give him some credit. So, I mean, I like it. Because you don't see that often, man.
Yeah.
Like, we need something that's like, boom, everyone's face, and no one expects it. And they're like, what the heck? I mean, obviously people say, oh, he's fake, whatever, whatever, Christians and non-Christians, but it still brings out the name Jesus to everyone. Mm-hmm. You can't say you haven't heard his name. You heard Kanye's album, right? Nah. So Jesus is cake. So mm-hmm.
Which is a little off topic.
Nah.
Yeah, come on, man.
You done.
Nah, man.
What's the off topic? I have a Viva verse, though, that pops up when I think of the Kanye.
Well, I was going to go more in that route because there's a passage in Philippians where Paul is locked up. And he says there's a whole bunch of people out there either celebrating or doing bad stuff in regards to him being locked up. And he says, what does it matter to me? Whatever motive they do it, I'm happy. I am joyous because, you know what? Jesus is being proclaimed. And it's the same thing you're echoing there. Yeah. Like, whether you like him or you hate him, you've heard of Kanye. And if he's talking about Jesus, more than likely, you're going to hear about him.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Whether you agree or not.
Is your Bible verse in 1 Timothy?
No, it's in Mark. But it says, this is kind of like...
paraphrase.
I could just read it. There's like two verses. The teacher said, John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name. We told him to stop because he's not one of us. And Jesus is like, don't stop him.
He didn't have a license.
You know? Or he said, for no one who does the miracle in my name can, in the next moment, say anything bad about me. So he's pretty much saying, for whoever is not against us is for us.
Yeah.
So that's what it reminds me of, you know?
What verse was that?
Mark 9 something. 38, 39. Mark 9, 38.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So
I was gonna say somewhat kind of off topic. So essentially, when he dropped his album, and some people were so discussing his Sunday service, they put Kanye in a group of like how celebrities were starting to pray again, and how like for example, so Demi Lovato got baptized in the Jordan or like river, and then it's like, I'm like, can you really put them in the same category as them? Because, like, so some of them, like for example, for Demi Lovato, she's open for more of gay rights. So she's more like, oh, okay, I could turn a blind eye on that. But I still love God. I was like,
Just, I feel like that in that moment, she don't know any better.
Yeah. But, like, so furthermore, like, I guess, like, the reason why I'm kind of glad that Kanye West is not like, so essentially he's his own producer.
Yes.
So he made investments. So in case of anything happened, like he still has money and like, so quote unquote, like he made investment in other artists. I mean like sort of
like Pusha T
who killed Drake. But,
Drake's so still out here talking to, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
He ain't dead.
No.
He got dragged.
You're hiding a child.
I'm lost. We're going to have to discuss this further later.
Okay, so brief tangent. Give me a minute. So back last year in the surgical summer, as Pusha T called it, he and Drake got into some beef with those two going back and forth, dropping like tracks. And then I think Drake dropped something, Dupli or whatever. And it wasn't the greatest, but it had some bars in it. And then Pusha T was like, okay, you want to go for the kill? I'll go for the kill. And then he released a song called Life of Adidon, which was pretty much telling the whole world two things. Drake did blackface before, like really offensive blackface. Like the Sambo kind of child blackface, like with
he
the,
did that.
Yes, he did. The second but thing he revealed, he's Canadian black, so he's biracial. Canadian Jewish black, so that
why
is,
would
it's
you
just
do
a whole.
That if you're black,
anyway, that was the first thing. So that got a lot of negative press. The second thing that pretty much killed him was that he released the song that pretty much told the world, you have a secret love child that you have not seen in forever. You have a child. Stop lying about it. Stop lying about it. Stop lying about it. Pretty much accusing him of being the same thing that he says he doesn't like. Because if you listen to some of Drake's music, he talks about how his dad left him. And then Pusha T was like, Ninja, you did the same thing to your son. And a whole bunch of other things. And that summer,
I knew about the sun thing, but
yeah, that summer Drake came back. No amount of Kiki Do You Love Me brought him back.
He's canceled.
He wasn't canceled, but that summer it was just GG.
Oh.
So he's back, but you know, he doesn't have the same
flair.
Yeah, it hits different now, because now, you know, you're hiding a whole son. And, you know, allegations that he likes underage women. That's just, that's a no for me, dog.
Like Millie Bobby Brown?
Yes.
I thought they were just friends. I mean, it did look questionable, the Instagram photos, but I was like, she's 12, so like.
And he'd be texting her, hey, I miss you.
What?
Uh-huh. And my minute is up. Back to Kanye.
No.
I lost all train of thoughts with that.
Yeah.
You said Demi Lovato.
Yeah, you're talking about Demi Lovato.
Being baptized.
Yeah.
Why she got to go to the Jordan River?
Why does Kanye have to be grouped with her?
So essentially. So
you know, she a heroine, right?
Yeah. I know.
So essentially, they group Kanye with, you know, with certain celebrities as, you know, like, oh my goodness, so this is a big victory for Christians. Because they won, like, so Kanye just dropped the album that is, you know, like.
Well, there's your problem there. It ain't a big victory for Christians. It's a big victory for God. Answer your bill collectors, man.
No.
Whoa. That's just my dad. But so the point is.
Bill collectors.
I prefer Kanye over Jay-Z. And I was kind of glad when Kanye's numbers beat him.
Jay-Z is a Satanist, man.
Yep.
So we're just going to let that slide. Okay, cool.
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're unaware, do your research.
That's true.
So. That's crazy.
Yeah, and that kind of segues into this other thought that I've been having for a while. And it's something that we kind of have to work out for ourselves, especially in light of who Kanye is. But can you ever truly separate the artist from the art? Because in this case, Kanye as an artist has a whole bunch of like baggage that he brings to the table, both good and bad. And I feel that kind of influences the art. You know, this album Jesus is King may be something courageous, may be something great, because it shows that he is taking his faith seriously for the first time,
hopefully.
Yeah, but at the same time, knowing who he is, it's like, I don't know, I want to say it's genuine, but it seems disingenuous because who he is as an artist, you know. If any old random person off the street dropped this album with these kind of beats, do you think they would catch the same flack? The Kanye?
Of course not.
See?
If they were even recognized at all.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I'm just saying, imagine that a new artist came on the scene. This is the first album they drop.
The same exact album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they would catch the same flack?
Of course not.
Flack as in
criticism.
Bad criticism? Or?
Yeah, criticism. And that begs the question, can you ever truly separate the artist from the art?
Well, it depends. I mean, if the artist is making different types of music, it's kind of hard, because it's like, okay, you're a Christian, yes, but like, as a Christian, why is not like every part of your life, or at least your music, which is, you know, your line of work, reflecting that? Why are you saying, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, you know, behind the scenes, but in front of the scenes, what's that dumb song, something about he likes hoes or something? Like, you can't be like, you know.
He says a whole bunch of things. Is this the one with Lil Pump?
Yes, that one.
He's a sick stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That.
He likes
so
a quick
like,
stuff.
It's kind of like, I mean, I know we're not, none of us are perfect, but it says it clearly in the Bible that you can't be lukewarm. And if you're going back and forth, it can be confusing to people, you know?
And a harmful witness.
And it does seem disingenuous, because it seems like, okay, you know, I'm down with, you know, sinning and all this other stuff, but on Sundays we're going to praise God, and that's not what we're endorsing as Christians. And being in the media like that, you're going to show all of these people who look up to you, who love your music, that it's okay, you know, to
you can
Monday
flip-flop.
Through Saturday, you know, do whatever you want, but on Sunday, you know, praise the Lord. And that's not what being a Christian is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be life-changing, where every part of your life reflects that relationship. And, you know, it's confusing. So, I mean, I feel like you could separate the artist from the art, but he makes it even more hard. Like, if he had just only did, you know, the negative music, and then that's it, and then, like, out of nowhere, now he's trying to change, and he continued to do Christian music, then it would be like, okay, well, you
know,
he's...
That's who he is.
He's changed, because that's what it means to be a Christian. You're changed. But to go back and forth and, oh, 1 minute, you know, Jesus walks, God showed me the way, and then the next minute, you know, that's confusing.
Yeah.
And it's going to send out a negative message to people who don't even know about Jesus. They're going to be like, oh, this is what it means to be a Christian? Kanye? Sweet. And that's not what it means at all. So I want to think and hope the best, and I still do, and I think our job as Christians is to lift him up, but at the same time, I think it's going to be very, very confusing for non-believers when he's doing that, like, wishy-washy back and forth thing. So.
Yeah. And I agree. I think certain actions and outcomes and trajectory kind of make it hard to separate an artist from the art. Because, like Michael Jackson, with the allegations of his pedophilia, mm-hmm. He made some great songs.
I would never do that to a child.
That's ignorant.
What was that?
That was what he said in his interview.
Anyway, I find it hard that if the allegations are true, I can't ever listen to any of his music because that would be me indirectly condoning it, you know?
So such a so listen to R. Kelly out there.
No, whoa. See, that's a whole different thing, yeah. Though, because even if he says he didn't do it or he changed, the man's still doing it out there. Mm-hmm. He got brought up on all these charges. He couldn't post bail. One of his dumb fans posted bail for him, and then he went out and did the same thing again.
They let him out?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're killing me, man. I'm fighting for my life. I gave you 30 years.
Lord. So it again, goes back to the point. If you were to say you can separate the art from the artist, that, you know, R. Kelly has some good, you know, bangers and R&B music and like the Ignition remix and whatnot that people don't want to let go.
But he peed on somebody.
All right.
To say, well, way to derail me there. To say that you want to hold on to that music but not condone his actions is a little hard if he continues doing those actions that people find questionable. So you can't really say you can separate the artist from the art. Sometimes you can, but a lot of times you really can't, depending on what the artist does following that conflict, that controversy. Mm-hmm. So back to Lakeisha's earlier point, that can you separate Kanye, who Kanye is trying to be now, from his art? I would say this new album would be like the crossroads. Mm-hmm. That whatever he does after this, mixtapes, you know, features, albums, if it's more in line of his process when he was doing Jesus is King, then no, you can no longer separate Kanye from his art. That is who he is. It's through and through. That is who he's becoming. But, you know, if like a year from now, 18 months from now, he suddenly drops, you know, some other like My Dark Twisted Fantasy, it's like, where's Jesus in all this? Clearly, you've separated who you are and who you profess to believe from your art.
Right.
And then the criticisms are valid. This was fake.
So there was actually an interview after the album dropped. So Kanye actually said, like, so someone asked him, like, are you going to go on tour? And he pretty much said no. He was like, he's only going to do, you know, like that Sunday service. But essentially, they asked him, would he sing some of his old, like, hits? He was like, unless I change, like, the words, because I realized that some of the words were, like, that they go against me. But essentially, he said no. Like, anything that was in his past, he's not going to do anymore.
Unless, even Good Morning?
Yeah, nothing. Like, unless he changes the word.
Wow.
But that's what he said. He was like, I'm not going to, like, so, you know, like, so perform those old songs unless.
Slow jams?
Unless there's a big change in the lyrics.
That's a downer.
But again, like, he just dropped the album. So this could all just be publicity to promote the sales of his album. If Christians are all looking at him with a fine, you know, magnifying glass or whatever, they're going to be watching these interviews just like you did, searching and seeing, like, has he really changed? Should I really listen to the music? And him putting out that interview, I'm not saying that, you know, he hasn't changed or he's not going to continue down that path, but like him putting out that interview just proves for this moment right now that he's promoting his album. Because what does he do after he puts out any other album? He promotes it in the same exact way. House way. and all this other stuff.
You ain't got the answers?
Like, he promotes it in that fashion. So, like, right now, we can't really, you know, I mean, we shouldn't judge at all. But right now, I wouldn't really trust anything he's doing because he's trying, you know, to sell. Like, that's his like, life. That's his career. So, I mean, it could be genuine, but at the same time, like, you just dropped the album. So, I mean, how genuine could it be at this point? Now, if he's saying stuff like that 5 years from now, I'm going to be like, okay, okay, you know.
And he'll be running for president.
2024.
Well, I have no comment on that. I mean, after Trump, you can't really go down. That's all
you can.
I have to
say. You can vote Trump again.
Oh, no.
But anyway, as a whole, because we're wrapping up here, if this is a genuine move, then as believers, our only course of action is to wait and see, but also pray and hope that this is legit without condemning, without judging, without seeking to destroy, because this may not be the trajectory we took in coming to God. You know, not everybody's journey to faith, not everybody's journey to God is nice and neat. It could be messy. There could be a lot of inner demons to work out, a lot of stains to wipe clean. As from a secular perspective, welcome to the new era, you know? That's all you can say. Welcome to the new era. If this is how he chooses to be, you're either with it or you're not. Not every music is going to be about, you know, big booty hoes and chasing that money.
Molly. Lean.
Look, that man got so many illegitimate children. I ain't going to take advice from him, okay? Future.
Oh, we're talking about Future?
Nadreus? I ain't taking advice from that man. Right. And dropping his government name. But in general, if you know, as a secular individual, if this is who you looked up to, you know, musically or for whatever reason, in the spotlight, this is a new era, hopefully. And you're either with it or you're against it. And if you're against it, kind of have to ask yourself why. Is it the lyrics? Okay, I may agree with you there. Is it the beat? Nah, you trash. Get out of here. Is it the God talk? We can talk later. But in general, you know, if this is a move in the right direction, all we can see, all we can do is just wait and see how it plays out.
And if it's not a move in the right direction, we should still be lifting him up.
Yeah, definitely.
So. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, too. Because, like, even Christians would be like, see, I told you he was fake and blah, blah, blah.
Because he black?
If he decided, what? What are you talking about? you're going to cut that out. Because that was just not even close. Anyway.
It was inaccurate.
What was I saying? That, man.
Christians are so ready to point the finger.
Yeah, they are.
Were we talking about white Christian or other kind of Christians?
Okay.
Because in the release of this album, there's been some comments.
What do you mean? From Christians?
Yeah.
Like, this is fake and stuff?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, of course. You see a lot of, like, people are like, don't judge him. Like, you don't know, lift him up. And then there's people like, oh, he fake, blah, 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 like, all this stuff doing. But I think that's God's issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, we don't have to believe him. We don't have to trust him. He could do his own thing. But we could still lift him up.
Yeah.
Right, and if it does happen to fall, who are we to judge? Because you're telling me that you never failed in your life before. Like, the thing is, his life is so public compared to, you know, just normal human beings like us, right?
Yeah,
is that like, you see, his life is more in the spotlight. Whereas if our life was in the spotlight as much as his, would we be just as guilty as Kanye's past? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So who are we to say, oh, who knows if it's going to change, or maybe this is real, hopefully it's real, or maybe this is fake. I think at the end of the day, man, like, trust God and hope that he, you know, he'll do some crazy stuff with Kanye's life.
Yeah, and if you got a problem, take it up with Kanye's manager. God.
And I think, and then it could be the same for us. Like, we could be battling a sin in our life or our own temptation in our life. And we could fall today, but tomorrow we're like, oh, praise God. Next week we fall, and then the following week we're like, oh, praise God. But so that's like the same thing as what Kanye's doing, if you look at it, right?
Yeah.
He drops a Christian album, or he was like talking about booty and whatever. dropped a Christian album. Maybe he goes back, and maybe he comes back again. Maybe that's his inner battle that he needs to fight. It's cool. I like the fact that he dropped, you know, Jesus to everyone, the whole world, practically. Something that we won't be able to do. You know, yeah. He has that audience to do so. So I guess we just take advantage of what we can and, you know, use that.
Yeah.
But yeah. But, you know, I did have a question, though. You said if we listen to, let's say, Kanye's album, we're indirectly supporting him, right?
A lot of the times that can be the case. Yeah. Because it is a difficult task to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah. So, like, what if there was, like, like half the member of a Hillsong, right? Or someone like that we listen to, like, who else is there?
Young got bars.
Chris Tomlin,
or, you know, whoever.
Okay, he got bars.
Right? What if they were doing something
questionable
that was behind?
Album?
No, like, just in general, like, not even album wise,
like,
but
in,
like,
their life.
Yeah, in their life.
And
it's behind closed doors, right? But we don't know that, but we listen and we use those songs in church. So are we indirectly supporting? Well, let's say, because there was a case where one of the Hillsong members, that he said that he had cancer or something, in front of everyone, they donated like thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, that's
scam. Yeah, and he came back and he's like, I was lying, you know, and then I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. That's why I think, like,
you're sick. I want my
Shine
praise
FM
back.
And, like, other radio stations stopped supporting them or something. Like, there was time when they would play no Hillsong. But yeah, scam stuff do happen like that, right? So, are we, by us listening to Hillsong right now, are we still supporting what they did? You know what I'm saying? Like, just to kind of flip it around on Christians. Like, how do we, you know?
I think it should be not if we're supporting the artist when we listen to the music, but if we're supporting Christ. Because if your praise, regardless of what the artist did, is for Jesus, then it shouldn't matter. Whether, you know, what they did in their personal life. I mean,
shouldn't that go for Kanye too then? But why we spent, I think we're like raising a bar on Kanye even more though, for some reason.
I'm doing that because of some of the stuff he has said in his lyrics. I don't want to listen to that and him, you know, say some stuff behind the scenes or say something and then you find out it's translated into something else and then me not know that and support that. But I know for a fact, like, all the words I hear in a Hillsong, you know, song, I know, you know, they're saying they love Jesus, they're praising Jesus. No, they're not perfect. They're going to fail, just like Kanye. But I know what their music is promoting. Whereas Kanye, he's been known to say some questionable stuff. So that was my reason for being, like, iffy on the album. As far as his faith, I'm supporting him regardless on that. I'm going to lift him up regardless of what his intentions are, because as a Christian, that's what you should do. But I'm just saying, for me and my faith, I don't want to, you know, that's my reasons for not listening to it. I'll have to listen to it now since we had this podcast. But for myself, like, I didn't know what it was going to be about or what it was, you know, promoting. So
I say the bar is a little higher because of his past. He has a history of doing outlandish things in order to promote sales. And the last thing you would want to do as both a Kanye fan and as a Christian is to be prey to that, you know, to knowingly or unintentionally give your approval for something that was just for show.
That was his actions were more public compared to other Christian.
If he didn't have a history of doing crazy things in order to promote his albums, there wouldn't be this high bar.
The circumstances are different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think that wraps it up.
Yep.
Because we are on a time crunch. We're illegally here, so please drink your coffee and get ready to go. Until next time.